White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Everyone out there knows that summertime is party time.
Yeah, this sounds like a commercial. It's
right?
Not.
I know. It could
everyone
be.
Knows
everyone
that.
Knows. Summertime equals drinking time, mm-hmm. which is what I mean.
As I was driving down I-35 looking at billboards, I realized like basically every billboard on I-35 is about drinking. There's Tito's,
really?
There was like hard seltzer, there's something else. Yeah,
that's
like,
crazy.
Damn.
That mm-hmm. is crazy. Well, and I was on vacation recently with my friends, and I think even especially then when you're getting together with a group that you haven't seen in a while and you're thinking fun and let's get crazy and, you know, be safe, but drink. And I came across these myths about getting drunk that we still all believe. And some of us were using them this weekend when we were talking about, you know, what we were going to do. Because as you get older, those hangovers can be brutal.
I'm trying to think what they could be. Would it be like beer before liquor, never sicker, liquor before beer in the clear?
Yes.
But that's true.
The one that they use, because that's the funny thing, too. There are, you could make a rhyme going either way. Beer before liquor, never sicker. You could say liquor before wine, feeling fine. I guess they're all saying liquor last. No, liquor before wine, feeling fine, beer before liquor. I don't know. Anyway, it's false, you guys. It doesn't matter that it rhymes, okay? Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Wait, rhyming
wine
doesn't
makes
make it
true? Fine. I know, because I love rhyming, but it's not true. It doesn't matter what order you drink. It's how much you drink, fools.
Okay.
All right? Doesn't matter.
No, though.
Same thing
no,
with mixing.
It does
the
matter. When I mix,
okay.
When I mix, mm-hmm. come on.
Come
you know
on.
This from personal experience.
Yes.
When you mix alcohols and some wine, throw a glass of red wine in there, you're screwed. You're going to feel way worse.
I think it still comes down to quantity, but maybe there is some legitimacy to sticking with one type. You know, if you're doing shots of tequila, then you're doing red wine, then maybe you're asking for trouble. But it's really, if you have one margarita drink and one wine, you're not going to be sick the next
day. I'm making a face.
You are making
it's bad.
A big face.
I think that's bad.
Listen, I'm just debunking
okay.
these myths.
Right.
I'm trying to make
debunk
your drunk
away.
Life better, okay? And if you're drunk right now, that's okay too.
It's okay.
But remember these for later, all right? So the first one that's not true is beer before liquor, never sicker,
okay.
blah, blah, blah.
I'm trying to think what other ones there are. I don't know.
All right, the next one is the hair of the dog won't help a hangover. I am shocked by this.
Does help.
I feel like
actually
it
just gets you
helps.
Drunk again.
You can't drink away your hangover, and actually what you're doing is you're making your hangover last longer because your body is trying to recalibrate after having all that in your system. The reason you feel a little better in the moment maybe is because you're just piling back on what your body is trying to get rid of.
You're reactivating your drunkenness.
Yes. In a way, yes. So
yes.
that delicious Bloody Mary the next day, you can drink it, enjoy it, but mm-hmm. don't think it's actually doing anything for you.
No.
But you know, and I think I've talked about this on the air, I'm listening to this book right now called The Placebo Effect.
Right.
And maybe that has something to do with it. You just decide mentally that I'm going to feel better now.
Yep.
And you push through. But
it's a myth.
It's not true.
Okay.
Okay. And the last one isn't about being drunk necessarily, but it is one. I used it this weekend. I always believed it. You know the phrase breaking the seal?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you pee?
Yeah. So lots of times you're like, I'm not going to break the seal yet. I'm going to keep
right.
going for a while longer. Okay. You can't stop yourself. There's no seal, first of all. Do you, you know, if you stop yourself from hitting the bathroom for as long as possible, that's not breaking a seal that then means you're going to be going constantly throughout the night. It actually means you may get a UTI if you hold on to it too long.
I didn't think this one was true.
Yeah. When your bladder is full, go. We need to make up a rhyme about that. When your bladder is full, hit the hole. Isn't that what the bathroom's called or something?
The hole?
When you,
or the hole?
When you, no, you want to open the hole.
Bladder is
I was thinking
ready.
The bathroom. when you have a full bladder, take it to
pee or you'll be sadder.
Yeah. All right. That's as good as we got, people.
I like it.